You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Deaths, mismanagement, high caseworker turnover. By now, you know the story. Texas is currently under a federal court order to fix its foster care system, which has been declared so dangerous as to be unconstitutional. Now, Governor Greg Abbott has announced an $8 million pilot program tapping money from an unlikely federal source, the Victims of Crime Act, to get the most vulnerable kids in foster care into situations that are more stable. But with more kids than foster parents and reports of young people sleeping in state offices just to get through the night, where are these foster children going to go? Mike Ward, Austin Bureau Chief of the Houston Chronicle, is reporting on this story. Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you.
What do we know so far about this program? Who does it target and where?
This new plan targets high-risk foster care kids, the highest-risk foster care kids. These are the kids who have emotional, behavioral, mental health issues. They're very difficult placements. The goal of this program is to get them into a stable home style setting that is not institutional.
Sounds great, but where do you put them?
Well, that's the question. And the state's going to have to develop locations, basically foster homes, that can accommodate these kids. So they're going to have to create new placement locations for them. And that'll be a real challenge since they're short by hundreds of foster care locations now.
I'm trying to imagine where this $8 million goes and why something like this initiative hasn't sort of happened earlier, happened sooner, I suppose, if it's just a matter of the $8 million.
Generally speaking, the system has been in such crisis and it's had such chronic issues that have been unresolved for so long that they have been unable to take a deep breath, if you will, and develop placements for these highest risk kids. And most of these foster care kids have been in mental health facilities, group homes, neither of which are good placements for them. Mm-hmm. And so this $8 million that Governor Abbott has set aside is going to be used to go out there and develop some locations where they can place these kids. Now, in other states, they have had success with very small sort of group home placements, mm-hmm. with maybe one or two kids. There will be several of these locations clustered in an urban area where additional services are available for mental health counseling, behavioral and emotional therapy, this type of stuff to get these kids back on track so that when they turn 18, they can be successful.
So what you're describing here are mini group homes, basically, just a miniaturized, I suppose you could say.
That's right.
And I suppose we should underscore the fact that we are talking about a pilot program. This isn't the fix.
That's right. If this works out, then they'll probably expand this. The other thing to note here is this is prospective. The details of this could change some as they get into this, because part of the pilot plan is to explore how to do this and how to best take care of these kids.
But also, the money comes from an unusual source here.
The money is coming from a federal fund that Governor Abbott has access to, and the child advocates in Texas say that this is a pretty unique approach to using some of this money from a victims fund. But obviously, if these kids don't get the treatment that they need and their foster care experience ends up horribly, then they could potentially get in the criminal justice system. And if they do, that means more victims. So mm-hmm. if this works out, this could be a solution to a lot of the issues that have plagued a part of the foster care system in Texas.
You still have that federal court supervision that's ongoing. And I guess you have politics, too. Is this a bipartisan answer?
There seems to be bipartisan support at this point in the legislature for finding a solution to the chronic chaos and chronic problems in the foster care system. Now, the federal court has not put Texas's system for foster care under supervision at this point. There's probably a hearing in January that will move that ball forward to some point. And most people in the legislature think that the state is trying to push some potential solutions to fix as many of the problems as possible.
To avoid that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's a story that we're going to be talking a whole lot more about in the coming months. Mike Ward, Austin Bureau Chief of the Houston Chronicle, will be reporting on it. Thanks so much for stopping in.
Sure. Thank you.